happiness was found within. I never knew the meaning of joy down in my soul. Then at last I finally knelt. Contentment filled my soul like I never felt. Heaven came down, there was glory all around when he saved my soul.
Isaiah this morning, chapter 55, the book of Isaiah, great book of the Old Testament. And then we'll go to St. John chapter 7, the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, and St. John chapter 7. Now, I'm preaching this morning a sermon that really, really got a hold of me. Hallelujah. It stirred my soul for me. And so I wanted to stir your soul for you. I'm preaching this thought, drinking from his eternal well. Drinking, now listen to me, drinking from his eternal well. Now always a well has been associated with God's hand in different places. In the Old Testament, a well was associated with Abraham. They would dig wells, and they would become noted places of gathering where they would draw waters from the depth of the earth. I've been to Samaria, where there is a Samaritan well that was probably dug by Jacob in his day. These are noted places. So there's something specifically wonderful about a well, about drawing water from a well. I remember the old well on the Vernon Place where we lived, going out there and letting the bucket weigh down and draw up a big fresh bucket of water. I remember that day well. Really well. I went to the place of St. Paul's well in the city of Tarsus 3 weeks ago and drank water out of the well that supposedly Apostle Paul drew water for his family and drank 2,000 years ago. But listen to Isaiah 55 verse 1. Ho! Everyone that thirsteth. Now notice that very opening statement. Ho to everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Your soul. You know, we know what it is to be heavy in body, but here he's talking about heavy in soul, fat in soul. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. That's speaking of our Lord, and speaking of this well that is found in him, and that we can drink until we are satisfied. Now go to John chapter 7. This is a unique place in the Bible. Jesus had come to Jerusalem later after this feast of Tabernacles had begun. It was the seventh of the seven feasts of Jehovah that the Jews celebrated in the Old Testament. And Jesus is here in Jerusalem at that feast. And he goes up in the middle way of the feast, and at this point, he begins to preach to the people. Listen, verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast. Notice they're in the Feast of Tabernacles. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. Every time I've ever read this passage of scripture, I've got joy in my heart. Hallelujah. I quote it often. I quote it every time I get thirsty and I get hungry. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Christ was not yet glorified. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, for Christ was not yet glorified. Now I want to preach to you this morning. The service has moved slowly. Somehow, I guess I come out of all that music and all kinds of instruments and a little place where the sound just kind of gathered up steam and come in here this morning and you seem quiet to me and it's kind of disturbing me. But God's going to help us preach, because I'm depending on the Holy Ghost. I'm not depending on Brother Chambers. Stretch your hand up and ask God to anoint your pastor to preach this morning. Drink it from the eternal well. Father, do it. Do it this morning. Do it this morning, Father. Do it this morning, Father. Praise the name of the Lord. And thank you for bringing Antonio in. Oh, God's word is rich this morning. Now you may be seated. Drinking from the eternal well. Listen to me. Drinking from the eternal well. Wells can go dry, you know. I've known the day when wells would go dry all over the community. They'd start digging deeper wells because the dry spell had caused the wells to go dry. Well, I'm here to preach this morning about a well that's never went dry. A well that will never go dry. Hallelujah. I'm here to preach about a well that is eternal. It has no bottom. Hallelujah. It has no top. Oh, it is everything you have need of. The Christian life is a well that springs up into everlasting joy. The Christian life is a well that never runs dry. Oh, it don't run dry. You may run from it, but it don't ever run dry. The Christian life is a well that never runs dry. It may have days when the water's not quite as cool. It may have days when the water has gone down a little. But I'm here to tell you, this well never runs dry. It's everything you have need of. Are you listening to me? It's everything you have need of. This life is the life in which we are a branch, and we are connected to the vine. A life in which we are a branch and we are connected to a vine. A vine that Jesus says he represents or represents him. Hallelujah. And there is a substance. There is a sufficiency. There is a capability in that vine to satisfy every branch. Every branch that is truly connected to that vine. I love it. I really love it. You see, the Christian life is not just religion. The Christian life is not just religion. Everywhere you go today, you find people who profess Christ who have religion. Who have religion. That means they don't have this substance. They don't have this connection. They don't have this source. And they don't find joy in the daily walk with Christ and with the Redeemer. Oh, we've got a world full of religious people today. Probably never been a world so full of religious people as our day represents. But I want to tell you something. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, there's joy, there's anointing, there's sweetness, there's satisfaction, there's a well of living water, there's the bread of life, there's the water of life, there's the keeper of the shepherd, of the sheepfold, or everything you have need of, hallelujah, is found in him. Somebody raise your hand with me and say, praise the Lord, please. Praise the Lord, please. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Drinking from a well that's eternal. Drinking from a supply that knows no end. Drinking from a supply that's never, never less than all that you need. Hallelujah. Well, let me deal with several things this morning about this well. Several things about this sufficiency. Number one, I want you to understand it is an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ that brings the satisfaction of this well. It's got to be intimate. Christianity that is just a mental thing is of no value to you. Christianity is just a profession, is of no substance to you. Christianity is nothing but what you declare and what you affirm with no inward heart. Joy and satisfaction didn't come from the Father. It is the making of flesh. Hallelujah. This Christian life is an intimate life. Now go with me to see the essence of this to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. I want to show you that this well of living water flows from your relationship with him. An intimate relationship. A relationship that nobody who knows you can doubt that you have it. It's not only real to you, but it's real to those who know you and those who watch you and those who are acquainted with you, because this well is an eternal well and it satisfies every need. Listen to the intimacy of it. This is Jesus talking. I am the vine. I am the vine and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me. Every branch in me, listen to that now, that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. If there's no fruit from your vine, from your branch, I'm sorry. If there's no fruit from your branch that's supposedly connected with him, he says he'll take you away. He'll put you aside. He cannot have relationship with you unless you are a part of the vine. So every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. Abide in me, and I in you. Do you see the intimacy of this great life, of this wonderful experience? I'm abiding in him, and he's abiding in me. I'm walking with him, he's walking with me. We are united together. Our hearts are knit together as one. There's no relationship. There's no relationship in human life that's more wonderful than a man and his wife. And this is a type in the Bible of the relationship of a Christian and their Savior. Hallelujah. We are one with him. We are of the same heart. We are of the same mind. We are of the same thoughts. I'm abiding in him, and he's abiding in me. And the substance of this living water comes from this relationship of abiding in him. As I cling to that vine, the substance of that vine flows into my life. And as I cling to the vine, the vine indeed clings to me and gives forth the substance of life, the satisfaction of life. There's nothing like it. There's nothing to compare with it. Search the world over, and you'll never find anything that matches the life of Christ. Hallelujah. Somebody raise a hand and say, praise the Lord. I love these verses. He said, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, neither can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Now listen to verse 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Hallelujah. Now, we're talking about this well of living water. We're talking about the substance in that well that is never, never, never lacking in satisfaction. We're talking about a grace and a beauty and a life-giving force that brings you joy every day of your life. He said, but it comes because you abide in me. It comes because I can abide in you. It comes because you live in me and I live in you. And this life is our relationship together. Your heart is my heart, and my heart is your heart. Hallelujah. And we walk together, and we live together, and we rejoice together, and we shout together. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you know him? Are you living with the supply of this well flowing out of you and flowing in you? Do you know this substance? Are you enjoying it every day? Hallelujah. Now listen, you got to understand the intimacy of it. It doesn't come automatically on top of you whether you want it or not. I'll get to that in a moment. I'm here to tell you, this wonderful life is yours because you receive of it, because you cling to it, because really you want nothing else to supersede it. You want nothing else to be more important to your heart than this. The world may be necessary for substance, and day by day you've got to use the world, but he said, don't abuse it. Don't abuse it. Don't abuse nothing this world has, but you can depend on me. You can trust in me. Hallelujah. Oh, what a God we serve. What a God we serve. What a Savior. Now, please understand, this well is an intimate experience. It is not yours just by passing by. You know, you can walk past a well all day and thirst to death. You can go in the presence of a great stream of water and still dry up and absolutely lose any substance of life. You can become as empty as a gourd in the presence of a whole river. Hallelujah. But when you come to drink, when you come to find the satisfaction, when you are not satisfied with nothing but Him, hallelujah, when you love Him, when you long for Him, when you want Him, that's when the joy of heaven comes upon your soul. We abide in Him. Hallelujah. And He abides in us. And that verse 7 says, and whatsoever we shall ask, we receive of Him, because we abide. You understand what abiding means? You understand what abiding means? Abiding is the same word for stability. Abiding is the same word for faithfulness. Abiding is the same word for absolutely being utterly on the altar and utterly committed to God. Nobody can question what your life is about because you abide in Him and He abides in you. And because you abide in Him and He abides in you, there's a constant flowing of this river of life. Oh, I want that river to flow in me and satisfy every longing of my soul. I want nothing but this river. Now, listen. Intimate. Remember that word. Say it with me, would you? Intimate with Him. Are you intimate with Him? Are you intimate with Him? Is Christianity to you just something that's kind of foreign, and you just live on the edges, on the surface? Oh, God help us to just jump out right into the middle of this wonderful life and give everything we are to its beauty and its power. Now, let me talk with you a minute about surrendering to the sovereignty of the Lord Jesus Christ and this well of living waters. It's amazing to me. I think this is one of the big problems of our generation, is that people kindly they come to church, they make some kind of commitment to church, and then they kindly submit and depend on God just to do the rest, and they just kindly hang around. They just kindly hang around. They kindly visit. How many people who are members of churches, but they only visit the church. They only slip in and slip out sometime when it fits their thinking, because they are not really abiding. They're not really surrendering. Well, you'll find many words in these texts I've read that tells you, you've got to come to Him. I like the words in Isaiah 55 where He said, come ye to the waters. Come ye to the waters. He cannot and will not bring the waters to where you are. You come to where the waters are. Hallelujah. You come to where the drinking is abundant. You come to Him. So He said, come ye to the waters. Hallelujah. It's a great joy to come to the house of God and come to worship and come to praise Him and come to adore Him. Hallelujah. Come ye to the waters. Come ye to the waters, He says. And He says that with great and great importance. Hallelujah. Incline your ears. Again, that scripture in Isaiah says, incline your ears. Listen. Listen. Incline. What does He mean by inclining? Well, I couldn't help but hear. Oh, no. There's a difference in hearing physically and hearing spiritually. Somebody raise your hand with me, would you? There's a difference in hearing physically and hearing spiritually. Many people can sit and hear all kinds of things physically, but it never gets into their heart. I come to church to incline my heart to Him, to incline my ears to Him. I'm listening for the Holy Ghost to do something this morning He hasn't even done yet. I'm listening to what He might will to do and will to show and will to manifest. So first He says, come you to the waters. Then He says, incline your ears. Listen, listen. The scripture in John 7 says, if any man be thirsty, if any man thirst, let him, if any man thirst. You know, let me ask you, look at me carefully, will you? How many of you can say this morning, there's a thirst in my heart for God that is just gripping me. There's a thirst in my heart for what God can do that's really got a hold of me. Hallelujah. I don't think there's much of that today. I think most people just go to church and just wait to see what might happen. Oh, but what would happen if every Sunday morning this entire congregation would come into this church with a thirsty heart, and we would not be satisfied just to sit there and just to go through the motion, but we came to thirst. We came to hunger. I'm hungry this morning. I'm hungry for a visitation of the Holy Ghost like I've never known in my life. I'm hungry for God's great love to cover me like a garment. I want to stir up everybody everywhere I go. I want to shake every person that I get in the presence. I want to be a blessing, whether it's on the radio, on the internet, it don't matter with me. I want to make this so real. I want to make this so real that everybody knows, and maybe I can make them thirsty. Somebody raise our hand and worship God. We're getting a little closer. We're getting a little closer this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Why does preachers preach like you preach? Well, it's kind of like Dad used to do on the farm when the cows and the mules wouldn't drink water enough, and he'd get concerned about them in the hot weather. He'd put out a salt lick. Anybody know what that is? Big old block of salt, about a foot square and a foot and a half high. Put it on a stake where the cows and mules could get to it. And they'd go to the salt lick and lick a little salt. And you know what it would do? Excuse me. It'd make them thirsty. Hallelujah. I'm doing my best to make you thirsty this morning. I'm doing my best to put a little salt on your thoughts, a little salt in your mind, a little salt on your spiritual person, and make you thirsty for the things of God. That the water that we drink at this well will not jump up and grab you. You've got to go get it. Hallelujah. You may have to draw it up. You may have to bucket it out, but it's available. And when your soul is hungry for this living water, it will come upon your life. Woo, hallelujah. 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 So you've got to want this well. If any man thirst, I'm thirsty. Brother Chambers, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm just not thirsty. Could I tell you where you can get some thirst? Go get in that Bible. The Bible is like salt to a believer. You go get that Bible. You get on your knees somewhere with that Bible, and you read for an hour, and you say, I did it, nothing happened. Didn't read 2 hours. Well, I did that, nothing happened. Well, go on. Keep on reading. I promise you, if you are genuine, and you really you really want what God's got, and you keep reading that word, after a while, it'll be like salt in your thoughts, and salt in your spiritual person, and you'll begin to thirst. Hallelujah. And I want to promise you something. When you begin to thirst, he begins to move in your direction. When you begin to thirst, he begins to move in your direction. If you're not thirsty, he cannot move in your direction. Hallelujah. 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 I'm preaching to you the best my heart is capable this morning, because I want to make you thirsty. I want to make you thirsty. He even says, hallelujah, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Notice those words, and drink. Have you heard it? Somebody hear those words, 2 words, and drink. Now, open your heart. Open your mouth if you want to. Throw your hands up in the air and say, Lord, I'm thirsty and I'm ready to drink. And the first zephyr of the Holy Ghost that you feel moving over you, you just drank it in. Hallelujah. I've been to church a few times when it was kind of slow, like it's been this morning, and it just didn't seem to really get a hold of nobody, and I just keep worshiping. I remember times when I sit back in the church and nobody moved, but I was so hungry and I was so thirsty, I kept worshiping. All of a sudden, something began to turn over in my soul. Something began to move. Oh, hallelujah. Down under the collarbone. And I began to feel the Lord's touch and the Lord's hand. Hey, it's real. I said it's real. But you got to drink. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Now, I'm trying to show you that the Bible says things like this from one end of it to the other. He puts the responsibility on you. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And notice what he says. He that believeth. He that believeth. You mean I can't have it if I don't believe? No, you can't. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You've got to diligently seek him, and then you've got to believe that in your diligent search, he's going to show up with what you have need of. And it won't be long until you'll be drinking. It won't be long until you'll be satisfied. You'll have a move of God's Holy Ghost. On Thursday night, I preached with all my heart. And there was a preacher man there that I loved dearly. He's from a denominational group, and he's very genuine. But he needed a miracle. And when I got through preaching, that dear man was squalling, and he squalled, and he squalled, and he prayed, and nobody had to help him. Nobody had to pat him on the back. Nobody had to encourage him. Nobody had to push him. Nobody had to do a thing but say, stand back and listen. Remember that? Hallelujah. And he was utterly turned upside down. His whole life was moved. I saw a little lady. I've seen her pray the last months, and she could never get prayed through. And she began to pray, and it wasn't long till she prayed through. And then there was Brother Randall, Brother Marlin's brother, he's a precious young man. I don't know anything about him, but all of a sudden, God got a hold of him. And his hand was in the air, and he was weeping and crying out for God. Let me tell you, when you believe him, and you are thirsty, and you are trying to drink, I promise you that the solution will come, and God will satisfy your soul. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. I can go on and on. I just made a few of these. Delight thyself in the Lord, one scripture says. Do what? Delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give thee the desires of thine heart. See, everything in the Bible is reaching for you to come and want him. God never impugns himself upon you. God never makes a robot out of you. God never takes you and use you against your will. God never takes you and does things in you that you don't halfway want. I promise you, whatever you get from God is going to come from a hungry soul. Whatever you get from God is going to come from a thirsty life. Whatever you get from God is going to come to you because you absolutely reach the place that nothing else will satisfy you. Woo! Hallelujah. Nothing else will satisfy you. You got to have a mighty move of God. Mother, I've watched you praying. And I know you're genuine. You seek him with all your heart, and you love him with all you got. You just serve him and magnify him, and his great spirit is coming. Got a call this morning from California. Dear man, Brother Chambers, you're trying to tell me I got to speak in tongues. I have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I said, sir, it will just happen. When God fills you with the Holy Ghost, you will speak in tongues. Oh, he argued and he argued. I finally said, listen, brother, you let me be the preacher and you listen. You're trying to tell me what you believe and trying to tell me all kinds of things that you got in your brain. Now listen to me. I'm telling you what this Bible says. You study this scripture. When you get this baptism of the Holy Ghost, it's going to be a river of living water springing up in your soul. Hallelujah. And he wants every one of you to have it. He wants every one of you to fill him with it. Fill you with it. Brother David called me. Said, Brother Chambers, you don't know what you did to some of my new people. Said, they're coming to me saying, Brother David, we got to have that sanctification and that Holy Ghost baptism that Brother Chambers preached to us tonight. That thrilled me when David called me and told me that. Young Christians who just got saved. I don't know how much of God they know about, but they said, we got to have that sanctification and that Holy Ghost that Brother Chambers preached about tonight. I want to tell you something. I've never been more hungry for him all morning this morning. I've been just loving Jesus and telling him how much I love him and delighting myself in him. You start delighting yourself in the Lord. You start just enjoying him. Just enjoy praising him. Enjoy magnifying him. Hallelujah. And I promise you, it'll make you thirsty. And as he makes you thirsty, he's going to satisfy you. And you're going to drink from a well that never runs dry. Hallelujah. You're going to drink from a well that has no bottom. Praise God for the joy of the life of Christ, the life of the Lord Jesus, that flows like a river. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Scripture says in John 10, open the door. Can you imagine? Jesus standing at many people's heart door, knocking, and they won't open. You know what happens when he knocks at your door and you don't open? After a while, he goes somewhere else and knocks on the door. And you'll be thinking, wow, I wish I could hear the Lord again. I wish I could feel him knocking on my door again. I wish I could feel his movement. How many of you ever been to the place that you were just hungry for God to get a hold of you? You was hungry for God to call you. You was hungry for God to speak to you. You was hungry for God to reach in there and draw you to him. Hallelujah. Well, I'm telling you this morning, he's drawing you to him. You may not feel some kind of great move, but he's drawing you to him. He doesn't want you to be an empty well. He wants you to be a well of living water springing up into everlasting life. He wants you to be so full of this river until you bless everybody everywhere you go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Somebody praise him. I want him to satisfy every longing of your heart. I want every one of you to be filled with this well. I want every one of you to be overwhelmed with this life of God. Hallelujah. But you got to want it. If you have come to church, it's a pretty good sign you don't want it. You're just halfway. You just get in the middle of him. You just move out of everything that's worldly and everything that ties up your mind and your life, and you move to him, an everlasting covenant. Did you notice that in the book of Isaiah? He said, I will make an everlasting covenant with you. Somebody says, can you backslide after you've been saved? Yes, but you got to break the covenant. He's not going to break it. Did you hear what I said? He's not going to break that covenant. Did you hear me? He's not going to break that covenant. But you can break that covenant. Hallelujah. Now, this morning, I want to tell you that if you are thirsty, if you want him more than you want anything in this world, if you're hungry after him, if your soul is just, I don't know about you, but I'm thirsty this morning. I lay in my bed for a while before I got up, and I was just thirsting, brother Lawless. I was thirsting. I want Jesus to so fill me and satisfy me. I want to be a blessing. I want everything I do, I want it to carry an anointing of the Holy Ghost with it. When we walk in this church, I want the Spirit of God to be breathing among us. When you walk in those doors, come in praising the Lord. You said I didn't feel like it this morning. You don't have anything to do with how you feel. It has to do with how much you love him. I can praise him when I feel absolutely on the bottom. Hallelujah. And that's when the joy comes. An everlasting covenant. I want to be a part of an everlasting covenant with God. I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but go with you all the way. I will supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory. I am the bread of life. I am the water of life. I mean, over and over, he is everything you have need of, and you have a covenant with him, and he has a covenant with you if you have made yourself available to him, and he will not break that covenant. He will keep it. He will be with you. He will meet every need of your life. He will love you with his presence. He is a God of matchless love for his saints. Would you stand? He is a God of matchless love for his saints. Saints, I love you. How about turn to somebody beside you and tell them you love them, will you? I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, saints. I love you. I love you, Brother Derek. I love you, Brother Joe. I love you, Brother Beatty. Listen, but I want to tell you something. Listen to me. The love of God is greater still. Hallelujah. There is no love like... Somebody help me now as we bring this service to conclusion. The love of God is greater real. The love of God is never, 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 never fail. The love of God reaches to you and loves you. Father, bless this mother and save every one of her children who deeply and profoundly and plant them in the work of God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, he'll take somebody off of the street and out of the places of the evil one and bring them into the... Hallelujah. I sense his presence this morning. I preached his word with all of my heart. I'm here to tell you there's a well of living water and you can drink until your soul is satisfied. You can be full of joy, unspeakable and full of glory. You can have peace that passeth all understanding. You can have every... God never intended for his children to be gloomy and sad and living in the shadows. He meant for you to live in the glory and the joy and the blessedness. The well of living water is yours to drink from, but you got to do the drinking. Hallelujah. He won't drink for you. You got to drink for yourself. Are you listening to me? You got to drink for yourself. Raise up your hand and open your heart wide and say, I'm here to drink. I'm here to drink. I'm here to drink. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, wait on the Lord a little bit. Father, I'm here to love you this morning. I'm here to praise you this morning. I'm here to bless you, Lord. I'm here to bless you, Lord. I'm here to love you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm here to drink from the fountain that never runs dry. Eternal fountain. No bottom. An endless supply. Hallelujah. Meet me on this altar, will you? Every saint of God, every one of you, meet me in this altar. Meet me in this place of prayer. Come in the fear of God. I'm here to tell you, you can have happiness and joy like you've never had in your life. You can have a satisfaction that never gives out. You can have a satisfaction that fills you with an everlasting satisfaction. You can have that. It is yours. It's available to you. But you've got to drink. And you've got to come. And you've got to be.
Why I'm so happy, even when sorrows press on. They see me laughing while the storm's raging. They wonder where I get my song. But they cannot see the trouble I faced not so very long ago. Well, to comprehend this joy that's within, there's something they need to know. Well, I've been saved from the flames of a hot burning fire, lifted from the tempest as the waves grew higher, sheltered from a desert dusty and dry. I was given a drink of water when I thought I would die. Delivered from the danger of a dark lion's den. Given new life in exchange for my sin. Set free, forgiven, I've been born again. My brother, I have been rescued. Well, I used to feel trouble. My sorrows were doubled as the burdens of life held me down. I was defeated till I saw what I needed, then his tender mercy I found. And though life is rough, I'm not giving up. Even when I'm tested and I'm tried, I'll not waste time down and I'm gonna go on shouting I cross to the winning side. Well, I've been saved from the flames of our...